No ceasefire unless Hamas releases hostages kidnapped on October the 7th. Earlier, the Israeli military announced they've withdrawn all troops apart from one brigade from southern Gaza. Malkan Shushan's son was killed fighting for Israel there before the withdrawal.
As I'm standing next to my boys coughing, I'm pleading, asking, enough, stop, stop with the hatred, please. Let's learn to love, learn to listen, stop labeling each other and understand that we have nothing but each other.
A man in his 20s has been arrested on suspicion of murder after human remains were found in Salford. A torso was discovered wrapped in plastic last Thursday. The mugshot of a man wanted in connection to the fatal stabbing of a woman in Bradford has been released. Officers want to talk to 25-year-old Habibur Massoum. Labour's deputy leader Angela Rayner is facing more questions about her tax affairs. She denies she lived with her ex-husband, but old social media posts show her describing his house as home. In sport, Liverpool rescued a 2-2 draw at rivals Manchester United, but missed the chance to return to the top of the Premier League. Mohamed Salah's 84th minute penalty at Old Trafford clinched a point in the title race. Boss Jurgen Klopp felt his team did enough to win the game.
We caused a few problems ourselves. Controlled the game, scored the first one, wonderful, should have had other goals in the first half already. And they had no shot on target, no shot at all in the first half, so that's 1-0 is the lowest of all possible results then, but that's how it is.
Tottenham are just getting underway at home to strugglers Nottingham Forest. Chelsea are 1-0 up at bottom team Sheffield United. In the Scottish Premier's leaders Celtic remain a point clear of rivals Rangers after an Old Firm derby ended 3-3. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
People applied, but only one person got through. DJ Nigel. It's time to face the music.
The best soul, funk, and disco on a Sunday night in Essex.
Nigel, he's a legend.
Phoenix FM.
Hold on to my body. moving from your heart tonight. Oh. So warm and tender, making me surrender to you, baby. Ow.
Didn't even test it. Probably got Tony's voice on this one. Yeah, this is cool. So Tony was here at lunchtime today. Yeah, with his Sunday show. Then he was babysitting Vicky Michelle. Many thanks to, of course, Spencer and Natalie for the art show. But right now, it's Nige stepping out with you on a Sunday night. Kicking off with Mike and Brenda Sutton. And Don't Let Go. This is something that the people who are in the studio with me right now know all about. Right? Don't Let Go. And I'm getting winks. What's that all about? Hang on. Let me just do my start of my show proper because I missed it. Ready? Here we go.
From a studio somewhere far, far away, you find the best soul, funk, and boogie. Here is the man himself, Nigel Fitzmaurice.
Oh, Nigel, what's the curtain?
See, he's a legend and all that, I'm telling you. So, yeah, Tony's in the studio with us right now as well. So, yeah, it's full house, yeah. So tonight we will be interviewing Eddie Webber. We'll also be chatting to the lovely, well, I can't say in the order because I get a bit either way. So basically we have the Calvi in the studio with us talking about her new book. Yes. Kirsty Moore as well, talking about, well, anything that she tells me she's going to talk about, because she's such a bully, you know. Anyway, yes, I'm trying to find a song, all right. So there we are then, this is Gonzo, Stop Dancing Yet. Well, that says on here, that 12 inch and it's 4 minutes long, what's that one about? Nice. There we are then, Gonzales, Haven't Stopped Dancing Yet. Of course, that was also done by Pat and Mick, Capital Radio at the time, for Help a London Child, yeah. What a tune that is, yeah. 1972 or 74, I can't remember now. What a tune. Found its way onto the fun fairs as well, didn't it, with the dodgems and all that, yeah. So anyway, we had messages into the studio, and no... As Dermot would say on the telly, in no particular order. hello to me, mate, David up there in Scarborough. Hello, right. So say hello to Linda and Kirsty for me, you know, Dave. Yeah? So, yeah, he said hello to you. Right.
Hello.
And then let's put you. Hang on a minute. Let's put you up. There we are. Let's put. There we are. Hold on. Right. So anyway. So so hello. Yeah.
Hello, Dave.
Right. Hello, Dave.
David last. David last. Here we are. Hi, mate. Me and Donna are listening in. Hope you are well. Looking forward to listening to Eddie. Give our love to Linda too. Didn't realise she was on tonight. Great lineup. I said, oh, and Kirsty too, I'll put back. Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Thank yeah, it's oh, fantastic. I've never met Kirsty before, but understand she's doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you.
She
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
What about Tony Smith?
Tony Smith, yeah, he's a legend. Yeah. In his own lunchtime, which is on a Sunday. Yeah, see? And you, mate. Right, so yeah. And he's the boss as well. So that's really nice. So, yeah. So he's on the board. Yeah, he is.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's really nice. So, yeah, so anyway, all of you people messaging, if you want to message, it's radio@phoenixfm.com on the email, Nigel Messenger on Facebook, and, you know, just get in touch as soon as you can. If you have any questions for Kirsty or Linda or, of course, Eddie George. As well. What do you say?
No, no.
I'll turn you up. Not on up. Matey. So anyway, right, this is a great song. This will be a little bit to do with what we're going to be talking tonight. And this is Michael McDonald, Shine Sweet Freedom. Think I play on my show, hey? What?
Fantastic,
see? McDonald, of course, the Doobie Brothers he was with, of course. That is my favourite one of Michael McDonald's. way, way back, 84, 85, and you'll know that, won't you? 84, 85, yeah. Yeah, see? I got short-term memory loss, but soon I forgot what I was going to talk about. Short-term memory loss, but not long-term in the past, because that's me. So anyway, in a couple of minutes, we're going to be having a chat with everybody, but we're going to be talking to Eddie about his book. Eddie, what's your book, mate?
It's a yellow thing with paper.
No, is it? Well, no, you might listen to it in your ear roll. It might be one of them ones.
No, it's called Hi Diddle Dee Dee, that famous song out of Pinocchio.
Ah,
you know,
right. Yeah,
Pinocchio,
yeah, yeah.
I Diddle Dee Dee.
No, I don't remember them.
Yeah, no, it's a good. Yeah, I Diddle Dee Dee. It's going all right as it happens. It's,
cool.
It's trickling out.
Right, so we'll talk to you in a couple of minutes about that. We're going to play a song for you as well. Message to the Night, yeah?
Well, the story behind that is it's my boys' band, right. Alfie Webber. He's got a little band called Comforts. And they're just starting to crack on now a little bit, and this they've left this little song out of their set sort of thing, but it's my favourite song of theirs sort of thing. So I said to Alfie, I went, look, I'm going to ask them to play it tonight. He went, yeah, no, lovely. So Dan should be listening in, Alfie should be listening.
This will be his first play on the radio then?
Well, no, they've had...
No, that was on BBC, we'll talk about that, because BBC, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a BBC...
Live
Lounge. Yeah. They'd done last week, they've sort of left this out, and I'm trying to get them to this one back in, because I think it's just such a beautiful little song.
Okay, we'll do that in a couple of minutes then. Yeah. Right, here we are. It was 18 degrees earlier, right? Did you know that? 18 degrees out there.
It was in my car, sitting in that traffic, mate.
Blimey, yeah, I bet.
Coming out of my ear rolls.
Was it? Blimey. Quite clearly not well. It's coming up very soon. Eddie Webber, yeah. Oh, we're surrounded by marvellous people, though. That's so nice for us. On a summer's night, here on Phoenix 98 FM.
On a summer night,
Phoenix FM.
A gentle breeze. On a starry night. The feeling's there. Music everywhere.
So make me feel that it's real.
brilliant song, Love on a Summer's Night. So it was 18 out there earlier. It was a bit cloudy as I drove it. 19-ish when I left Clacton. Yeah, nice. We're getting there, we're getting there. It's meant to be a hot summer this year, so that'll be rather nice. So, hang on, Eddie, hold on a minute, I'll turn you on in a sec. Go on. I'll give him lessons. So anyway, we're going to have a bit of Lou Rolls now for you. That's called Lady Love. And then we'll start chatting to our guests this evening. 18:26, nearly 18:27, if you're looking at a clock. Well, why would you be on a Sunday night, eh?
Summer's breeze, my lady love, with a love that's tender as a baby's touch. You give me all of the things that I need so much. You're my world, lady love. Is cooling like the winter snow. My lady love, with a love that's cozy as a fire's glow. And I keep on needing you, girl, a little more and more. And I thank you, my lady love, love, love. The love I need, and I want to stay around. Heaven sent you down, my lady love. Let me tell you that it's not easy. Keep love going smooth. You know people are people. They all have their moves. But it's so nice just to have someone like you. And downs and my crazy turnarounds, my lady love. You got the love I need, so stay around. Heaven sent my lady love. Lady love. Oh, lady love. You got the love I need so much, and I love your tender touch.
Oh yes, there we are, Lou Rolls. Linda likes that. Yep, that's Lady Love. Quite right too.
That's what you do to
love a lady. We're very, very fortunate tonight. We've got Kirsty making the tea. Quite right too. She's a lady as well. We've got Eddie here as well. And Tony's here as well. You are the best. Thank you very much, Kirsty. Right, that was Lou Rolls and the Lady Love. And next, we're going to play a message to the night. Before that, hang on. You like that song, Linda? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And you're good, eh? That's a great song, Lady Love. All about, you know, you, Kirsty, everyone. That's what we do. Spread the love. See? Anyway, we had a message from Sammy.
Oh, yes.
Lady Sam. Yes.
Can I just say a big thank you to her for her latest gesture to the free Jason Moore campaign?
Oh, is that the bear? The bear?
Yeah. Cute, cuddly bear keyring.
I know what's going on. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
We wish you very much. Well.
Yeah, she's not very well at the minute. Just had the message.
Okay. No.
So, wish you very much a lot of love from us here. And speak to you very soon. So, Lady Cole, she says, hi, hun. Can you say hi to everyone on your show tonight? I'm listening in right now, sending love to you, Linda and Kirsty and Tony, and, of course, to Eddie as well. Can you play a Boney M song for me, please? Really? What do you want? Daddy Cole?
Bonuses tonight.
Ooh.
There you go.
What's that?
That could be a Boney M song. Message to the night.
Yeah, well, it's not though, is it?
No,
it
ain't.
Right, Daddy Cool.
Yeah, I was going to say Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, yeah. Well, that was our very good friend Lenny, wasn't it? Yeah? Mm. Yeah, it was his song, wasn't it? When he went into the ring. So, yeah, I know these things. Anyway, right, so we're going to play, let's just play this one for you, Eddie.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks very much to Tony for sorting this out for me, because he's a good bloke as well. Thank you so much. So this is Message to the Night, and then we'll find out about it right afterwards, yeah? It's called Message to the Night by The Comforts. Great song, loving this.
Well, I can't get no sleep. And I've been counting sheep
Lovely jubbly. There we are. That is absolutely amazing. I'm loving that. That is the Comforts, Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're a great little band that's just sort of getting their way now, and you can find them. It'd be lovely, obviously, all this social network stuff that goes about is quite important, really. But you can find them on the socials as We Are Comforts. Yep. Also on Spotify, they've got 5 or 6 tunes on Spotify, so it'd be beautiful if you can sort of stream and listen to them, yep, and give them a bit of support, really. It's like everything in life, what we're doing at the moment with Kirsty here, with Linda here. Without support, you sort of... I think the world's gone a bit too cold now, you know.
Mm.
I think the real thing that needs supporting sort of gets swept under the carpet, you know, and there's too many people worrying about if they've got peanuts in their food and pictures of pie mash and all that, you know.
But pie mash is all right, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
we don't
know,
mind that,
know,
but yeah, I know what you're saying.
There's
yeah,
a lot of people out there that need a lot of support, you know, and I think all this social network stuff is... turn people cold against it all, you know.
Yep.
There's so many. They're being confused by the establishment. You know, there's so many vibrations going everywhere, synchronicity modes, and just confusing everyone. So
this is nice. That is
support, mate.
That is a fantastic song, Tony. You've heard it on BBC as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I played it earlier. I put the headphones on when I put it on the system, and it's great. It really is. How many in the band?
Four of them. Sam, Matt, Alfie and Jack. Nice. And they're just cracking on at the moment. They've just done a little BBC Live lounge last week.
Sussex.
An introduction one.
Well, so, we've just off the cuff.
Yeah.
Talk to Kirsty. Kirsty gets songs made. About Jason.
Yeah.
So maybe have a chat with Kirsty after, and maybe your boy can do one for Kirsty and Jason's song.
How fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah?
That'd
yeah,
be
last
brilliant.
Time we did, Jason wrote a poem.
Right.
And we turned it with them.
But do people know we're talking about it? Are we talking about Jason, Kirsty's brother, who's been. Sitting in jail for 9 years for no reason whatsoever. He's fitted up by the police, got an 18-year sentence. He's done 9 years of it, and he's being overlooked again. You know, we're back to support again, you know.
Yep.
People need your support. And Kirsty's got a petition up on the social networks thing, Free Jason Moore. So do yourself a favour, get on it now and sign it, because don't worry about the pie mash pictures, don't worry about the nuts in the marathons. Get a fella out of prison who's been sitting there for 9 years.
Enough nuts in the world anyway, so we don't need them, do we?
Absolutely innocent.
And very soon we'll be playing a Jason Moore song as well, so we'll get that sorted in just a moment. So now, hang on, what we got? Ooh, I don't want to play that, do I? Hang on, Mambo. No. Not me, is it? Come on, I'll sort your life out. Come on. This is a bit of Beverly Knight, and that's nice.
Feel the flavor for you.
Now, this suits practically everyone here tonight. This is called The Flavor of the Old School. That's us lot. Yeah, we are all old school. And not you, Kirsty, no, of course, no. All right. Or Tone. No, Tone, no, yeah. Yeah. You ain't old, are you, Ed? No. Yeah. That will pack around, didn't he? That's all.
Everybody need a place to chill. Gotta stop the world standing still. Don't you know how to play is to go? I tell ya, funky people, let me come back to ya. Understand we got the stuff to move ya. Anybody with the phone got to go. Take someone you love, show them when it's bad. 'Cause there's a time for
sounds funky. The old school junkie, more stubborn ass than a donkey. Hold the press, here's a beat with finesse. Get off the wall, yes, yes, your wall, big up your chest. Getting down to the old school sound from a beat digger. I figure I can make your body digger. Old school behaviors got the flavors for the real. So listen to the words from the song.
Chubster. I'm a lagmeister. I have got this rotund appearance. It's the way we live nowadays, and I think women take offence more than men do at that particular point, because that's the way society is. Society are focusing on this beautiful, young, thin image, and we're not made like that. To be fair, are we? I'll be honest with you, when I take my clothes off, I look like a bouncy castle.
Mikey's Breakfast, 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
Yes, there we are. It's Mikey in the morning. Of course, he says he's a bit of a lard master. Me, I'm more like a flipping speed amp. I am, yes. Last night I saw a great act down in Clacton, the Northern Soul, and brilliant, brilliant. And this came up. This is William Bell and Happy, Happy, Happy. It was the Signatures last night with Lorraine Silver. Yeah, very nice indeed. Thank you very much. I know that you know I'm a big fan of yours, and thanks so much, guys, for the tickets. Thank you very much.
Just the way good loving should be. She caught me when the time was right, and now I'm smiling day and night, 'cause I'm happy. Oh, happy. Luckiest man, I got joy in the palm of my hand. Hey fellas, come and see what this woman is doing to me to make me happy. Woo, I'm happy, y'all. I'm just happy. The girl makes me happy, yeah. It's like a roller coaster. You get, you just can't hide. Every time that she comes near, I start grinning from ear to ear, 'cause I'm happy. Ooh, I'm happy, y'all. I'm so happy. The girl makes me happy. The good, good love makes me happy. Every night I'm just, every time you're near, you make me happy. Oh, you make me feel.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play one more Northern Soul track, another track that came up last night as well. Do you know what? That Northern Soul shuffle is something else. That was up dancing all night. Amazing. Can you do that? Yeah? Northern Soul shuffle. No. They're like Wigan Pier, and they used to do it all the time. It's an amazing dance. It looks quite simple, but I'm telling you, it's not. And I didn't even attempt it, I've got to say. Absolutely wonderful people. So that was Mikey with his breakfast show in the morning, 7 a.m. 7 is 70s, 8 at 80s, and 9 at 90s. Yes, and of course you travel and traffic and everything else.
Important to say, we got a whole lot to be grateful for on this right beautiful day. Oh Lord, it's a right beautiful day. Yeah, clap your hands, brother, sing with me. Take another look around you now. We sure enough got a lot of love. We'll take advantage of the things that we got. Dear brothers, take advantage of the things that we got. Come on, brothers and sisters, let me see your smile spreading from ear to ear. You know as well as me, there's been a whole lot of crying and complaining about the way we live. Don't you think it's about time for a change? Or don't you think we ought to try a little more of this love? Singing out and praising the Lord, giving thanks for all the great beautiful things that shine around us on this wonderful day. Oh Lord, that shine around us on this wonderful day. Come on brothers and sisters, let me see your smile spreading from ear to ear. You know as well as me, there's been a whole lot of crying and complaining about the way we live. Don't you think it's about time? Don't you think we ought to try a little more of this loving, living, living, giving, singing and praising the Lord, giving thanks for all the great, beautiful things that shine around us on this wonderful day. Oh Lord, that shine around us on this wonderful day.
Levi Jackson and A Beautiful Day. Hopefully I'll have the Signatures album in a couple of weeks' time, and also Miss Silver's single as well that's coming out. She's 72 years of age now, she's still doing it, rocking it. You wouldn't think so. Anyway, right, so now let's talk to Eddie and your book.
It's a bit of synchronicity here, because when I heard about Kirsty's sort of mission for her brother Jason, it was like, that was one of the reasons why I wrote this book, because in 1996 I went through sort of the same kind of thing, but I was quite fortunate to have an alibi come up. The police arrested me for really, really nasty crimes and put me away as an ACAT prisoner and all that, and I couldn't do anything about it. They just put me out in the house to come through the door in the morning and swept me away, and that was it. I couldn't do anything about it. But anyway, I was talking to my kids. I was speaking to, like, telling them about my life, sort of thing, and I realised I had a lot more to say than what I could while I was sitting on the sofa, sort of thing. And my wife said, why don't you write it down? I went, oh. Anyway, I started writing it, and I didn't stop till 300 pages really, and just went through the whole sort of, it was quite cathartic really, of looking back on it. Yeah.
So you started your life in Bermondsey?
Yeah, in Bermondsey, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And you've still got that East End, South. You're South London.
Yeah.
Yeah, South.
Yeah, you know, Bermondsey, it was, as Linda knows, really, it was a different world then in them days, weren't it?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Just,
people looked after each other. And
Sort of. But the East End was the same,
like,
wasn't
cliches,
it?
Cliches, but it really, really was.
Yeah. You've
Nobody
only got
would see anyone in the street go without a dinner.
No.
And you didn't have a lot, but people would all share to make sure everything was all right. They'd take people's kids in if they was out.
Sugar and milk.
Yeah.
Didn't have to knock the door.
Because
my
that's
man.
How it was. But then the front doors were always open.
Yeah.
Yeah, weren't
it
they?
Was a true community spirit.
Definitely.
My father was in the docks, and he was a thief. He used to come up with lambs and all sorts of things. They used to fill the freezer up with themselves and then go up the landing and then give everyone... No, it was nice. I miss them days, actually. Right up to late 80s, really, when it started. Well, when Thatcher got in, really, that's when it all started.
And then it was the miners and everything.
Well, it's all the privatisation, the stop socialising, you know, all the stuff that she, the Wicked Witch,
Exactly. So, what else can we expect in your book?
It's just my journey from A to Z, really. The first third of my life, growing up in the streets of Bermondsey, just sort of in and out of trouble, and whatever. And then to going to drama school.
Yep.
And then...
What drama school was that?
I went to a place called Morley College in Kennington. It was such a beautiful thing. Myself, Jeff Bell... Johnny Harris, we was all together there, sort of thing. And nice. Jeff, you know, me and Jeff's done a lot of films together. We've just been doing this little tour, but it goes back to then, you know. We go back to like 15, 16 years of age.
But as you've gone through your acting career, you've written stuff, but also what films and have you been involved in or starred in or whatever?
Well, quite a few films. I mean, the two main. Well, the three main sort of films that people sort of recognise is like The Business, a film called The Business, another one called The Firm.
What's that one about?
It's football. It's about,
The West Ham one.
West Ham and Millwall. Not the original one in the 80s. We remade it. Nick Love remade it in 2009.
Because that was that was all Carlton Leach and all that, like Intercity Firm and Millwall, wasn't it?
It was based on the original one was with Gary Oldman and Alan Clark. There was a bit of controversy about the topic of it, and it got banned, or you know, there was a lot of.
I mean, it's strange, isn't it? You've got teams in London now, and even, you know, West Ham and Spurs, and it's still like that.
It's nothing now.
But it's not like it used to be. I remember going to the old Den, New Cross Gate, and it frightened the flaming life out of me. You know, and, you know, it was a long time ago.
When West Ham and Millwall played in the 70s, you know, it was just, like, frightening.
Yeah, the halfway lightning mob at Millwall and all that, didn't it? Nuts.
It's just crazy.
It's
all about the violence, really, rather than the football, you know.
He's
a very good friend of mine as well, Cass Pennant. I've been doing some work with him. We've just written this script. I can't say too much about it. About a boxer who was with Mike, sparring with Mike Tyson for 18 months when Mike Tyson was 19 years of age, you know, an absolute sort of bit of dynamite. So me and Cass have just put a little project together, read that, and that's being looked at by some nice people at the moment. So
good, yeah.
Cass has done well himself. He's become a book publisher. He's been published Carlton's books and a load of other casuals, you know. Very heavily into that sort of casual movement.
Yeah, so there's that one. So what else? So there's The Firm, and then what else you done?
I can just rattle them off, really.
Well,
if anyone wants to IMDb me, you can see it all there, really. But I've done a lot of theatre as well, a lot of TV, you know, so just, But I'm sort of finding myself strongly drawn towards writing at the moment. I think I enjoy it a little bit more, really, the acting. Plus, as I said, me and Jeff Bell's doing this little show. We kicked it off in Margate uh, about Christmas, before Christmas, as a little sort of dip your toe in the water, and it was really, really successful. It was an evening with Jeff Bell,
right,
sort of thing, and so we're going to try and tour it. But if anyone wants to get my book and have a look at my book,
Amazon?
It's Amazon, but you can get the links on my bio on eddie.webber on Instagram,
yeah.
And it's in my bio at Facebook, but the Instagram bio sort of gets you straight there, eddie.webber. So if you want to have a little read of it, if you can find the time, then brilliant.
So, yeah, give us the title of it again.
It's called High Diddle Dee Dee.
Diddle Dee Dee.
It's the song. It's one of them titles that those who know, know.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
who don't know, don't know.
Right, fair enough, yeah. Tone, it's great having you here, and also having Eddie here.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I was going to say, some of the films he's done, they've got some new ones coming out, but they killed the one, and they chopped red off, didn't they?
What
other film was it where you go on the water and then they chase you, they grab you and they cut your head off, and they talk about remaking it, but they killed you off in the last bit.
Yeah, that was The Business.
The Business, yeah.
They want to put part four on.
Because I can't really care.
Yeah, they're two great films, The Firm and The Business. And the Shell suits are in The Firm, aren't they? All the Shell suits come
out. Well, it's Fila.
They're
very inspired by Bjorn Borg and McEnroe and all that, you know, in the 80s.
They're proper.
So, it's a nice... Like I said, if anyone wants to read the book, go to eddie.webber on Instagram and get it in my bio.
There we are.
Kirsty's plight is far more important than mine.
Oh, come on.
But Eddie wasn't in very long.